Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Washington Commanders. So if you enjoy this video, subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips for our show on Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast, available anywhere this podcast, daily episodes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you think of, we are available to listen to. With over 1,000 episodes over there and over 1,000 plus on Facebook and YouTube. I'm sure we've covered at least your favorite team, if not your favorite player or your favorite coach, also your favorite year. We have a ton of football content over there. So go over there, check out the archives, all of our tremendous shows from over the years. And if you have a suggestion for a future episode, please put it in the comments and we will put it in our rotation in the near future. Let's talk about these Commanders. Brand new name, brand new look, slightly. The former Washington football team now has a name and are looking to come out strong this upcoming year in 2022. Let's look at this team. Let's see what they've been up to. So you're going to have a brand new quarterback this year, someone by the name of Carson Wentz, I believe, and coming over from Indianapolis with the Colts. We'll see how he can do. Brand new system once more, and we'll see if he can really get things rolling here. In Washington, it's been a bumpy road for him since he left Philly, and hopefully he can find a forever home for at least a few more years here in Washington this upcoming 2022 season. We'll see how he can do looking good in these new unis. At the running back position, you still got Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic looking good there. You drafted Brian Robinson for a potential third string, potential second string right there, and we'll see how these guys can do and if they can get things going, if they can really get the ball rolling and running and looking good. And if that ain't failing, if the play action's not going to be, if the running game ain't working, you can throw it off to some of your receivers. And you got some good ones, right? You got obviously Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, who they got from Penn State University. He'll be sliding in nice there. You got Curtis Samuel, who's going to be looking good. And then also you have tight end Logan Thomas, John Bates. He drafted Cole Turner. And I think that with Jahan Dotson, that's really going to help out Carson Wentz again, give him another just option and a weapon to throw to. So that's going to help out in the long run. Looking at the O-line, you got Charles Leno Jr., Andrew Norwell, Chase Roullier, Trey Turner, who they got from the Steelers who came on over, Sam Cosmi. And then, like I mentioned, Logan Thomas is going to be the tight end, so he'll be in there with a little bit of blocking too. I think the offense overall for the Commanders will be okay. It'll be solid. I'm not expecting a top five offense, but I think they can definitely get things rolling. I think they'll be a better team this year for offense. But let's talk about the defense, who all they've got. And after a bit of a rough year for their team, especially for the defense, in 2021. I mean, let's face it, this team didn't do solid in 21, 7-10 record. They're in the NFC East. A lot of people had them a lot higher. So they're hoping to bounce back. And looking at the defense for this team, obviously you have Chase Young, who's going to be looking down. Deron Payne right behind him. You drafted Fedarian Mathis from Alabama to be there as well. Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat, Jamin Davis, Cole Holcomb, Kendall Fuller, Cameron Cruel, Bobby McCain, William Jackson III, and then also Danny Johnson. So you've got a solid defense here. I don't know what the issue was last year. I really don't. But I think that they can go into this upcoming 22 season healthy, ready to get things rolling. You also got Percy Butler, Christian Holmes, just name a couple more draft picks there. I think that Washington is going to have a better season. I think they're going to shed that 7-10 last year. But it all depends on how Carson Wentz is going to do and how this defense is going to bounce back from a rough 2021 season. So this is an interesting team because the NFC East is getting stronger, right? Obviously, you have the Cowboys who were good last year. I think they're going to do fine again this year. You have the Giants who are on the up and up, right? They're hoping to make a run at it again sooner rather than later. And then the team I think could be the team to beat this year in the East is the Philadelphia Eagles with their team around them already, along with their draft, which was tremendous. I think it's going to be tough for Washington to get past the Eagles, get past Dallas. And I think New York could really throw some fits as well. They're not going to be a pushover this year. So overall for Washington in 2022, I think the Commanders, they need to do better, with Coach Ron Rivera, who's been there for a little bit now. If not, I think he could be on the hot seat potentially. You have Scott Turner, offense coordinator, Jack Del Rio, defensive coordinator, veteran, right? Been a coach there forever. So I think this team is still going to be solid. I still think I don't know what it is, but I still think they're just a slight step behind in competition. I'm not sure what it is yet, though. But also wouldn't surprise me if this team breaks out in 22. Let's talk about who they're facing this year, their schedule, and then some final thoughts. Week 1, you got the Jaguars. Week 2, the Lions. Week 3, those Eagles, like I mentioned. Week 4, the Cowboys. Week 5, the Titans. Week 6, you have the Bears. Week 7, Green Bay Packers. Week 8, the Colts. Week 9, the Minnesota Vikings. Week 10, the Eagles once more. Week 11, the Houston Texans. Week 12, they are staying home. The Falcons are going on the road up to face the Commanders. Week 13, another NFC East battle with the Giants. They are finally getting a bye week in week 14. 15, you have the Giants. 16, the 49ers. 17, the Cleveland Browns. And week 18, the Dallas Cowboys. Week 17 is the Browns. So I think that Washington, all in all, they'll have a good 2022 season. I don't know if they're going to quite make that leap to top of the NFC East yet. But I do expect them to have a better record than the 7-10 they were last year. And I think that they could maybe break even this upcoming season and get a little bit above 500. I just don't see them making that big push quite yet. That's just my personal opinion, though. But please drop a comment. What do you think? How will Carson Wentz do? Will Chase Young have a bounce-back season? Will the new draftees, Jahan Dotsons of the world, will they make a big impact? Will that defense step up this year and prove that last year was a fluke? I'd love to hear it. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Please drop a comment on Facebook and YouTube, or you can go up to our podcast, leave us a review, what you thought of the show, or what you think, how you think this team's going to do. We'd love to hear it. Like I said, we go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check out our clips on Instagram, 100th Football, and our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Go check it out. If you have an Alexa, Google Home device, say, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, play 100th Football, and guess what? It'll do so, just like some magic, right? So go over there, check us out. If you have an episode you want us to do in the near future, please put a comment in there, and we will get it done in the upcoming weeks, months, and we will be sure to thank you for it on the air. Nice to have your host today, Logan Landon. You've been listening to the Washington Commanders 2022 team preview. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.